News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Concussion risks are outweighed by benefits of amateur sport. This is from a study from the Oxford University. And to speak on those findings and what they mean, I'm joined now by Professor John Fairclough from Progressive Rugby. Good morning to you, Professor. First of all, tell us, I suppose, the risk-benefit ratio that we're talking about here. The findings of this report, what does it actually say?
Well, the report itself is part of a study which has been ongoing by this group for many years. They looked at about 15,000 people, and what they did was look at the individuals who'd had a concussion in sport and compared it with those who'd had concussion outside sport, and then looked at them when they were older and saw whether or not they had any dementia or any cognitive defect. And what they found, rather surprisingly, that the group that had an injury in sport seemed to have less dementia, less cognitive behavioural problem than those that had a concussion for other reasons, like a car accident or something like that. And it does seem to suggest that those who've had a sport injury concussion, one or two, don't seem to have a very serious ongoing problem. In fact, they found that it seems to be slightly better for them if they'd had an injury. Now, you've got to be a bit careful about that because obviously this is a very large study and the people are very much varied in their height, the weight, how mm-hmm. old they are, their educational survey. But it does seem that we can say that sport related to concussion, as long as it's only one or two, doesn't seem to have the deleterious effect it was seen to have in the bigger studies, and certainly in professional sport.
Okay. But you did say, first of all, that it's limited to one or two. Obviously, if you're a professional rugby player, for example, you might have multiple concussions, and that could, I suppose, change what we're looking at. Is it because, or do we know, is it because that sport confers other benefits to you that offset, I suppose, the risks from concussion?
Yeah, I think we've got to be a little bit careful of drawing too much from this study. But the study itself is not set up to quantify how much injury you can have. What it does show, however, is that the sport itself, if you just have one or two injuries, doesn't seem to have the huge injury consequence that we were seen to have in the other papers. We know, as you're alluding to there, that there is a dose response curve. And we must look at the professional game, those who've had multiple subconcussive injuries, because they do have a known problem. This is not looking at that. This is looking at, do you have a problem with, for example, if you've got children, putting them in playing at school and have one or two concussions, is that terrible for the rest of their life? It doesn't seem as though it is.
Okay, so and that's clearly good because many people believe in the benefits of sports and want their children to play team sports for, I suppose, a variety of reasons around, socialisation as much as other health things. Looking at this, though, I'm hearing from you that the one to two concussions don't have any deleterious effects. That's great. Should there be some kind of a guideline that comes from this now, or is it too soon to say, that says, look, if your kids haven't had concussions, they're good to go. If your kids have only had a couple of concussions, they're good to go. But if you have a child that's been unfortunate enough to have had multiple concussions, it may be time to step back from the sport they're playing.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I think the most important aspect is education. And that's one of the things in Progressive Rugby working to do. We must educate our individuals who are involved in coaching, the parents, the teachers, to recognise that head injuries occur. We must reduce the number of head injuries because, of course, it's part of the protection that we have with people in all sports. But educate them. If they have recurrent problems, then they must be monitored. And it is that monitoring that we want to achieve. And in sport itself, we are gradually getting to the stage where people recognise what is a head injury?
Look, thank you very much for that insight into that new groundbreaking research. That is Professor John Fairclough from Progressive Rugby.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.